Okay, B'siyata Deshamaya. Last night we saw from Gimel, from Siman Aleph Sif Gimel, till halfway through Hay. And tonight we're continuing halfway through Hay, Be'ezras Hashem. Last night we spoke a bit about being Meitzer and Doyug, about the Chorban, to be concerned, to be upset, to think, what can we do to rebuild the Beis HaMikdosh? And we said how we spoke about Tikkun Chatzos and gave and discussed how incredibly precious it is to do Tikkun Chatzos. But we also gave a few reasons, a limud zuchus, why is it that so many people don't do Tikkun Chatzos? How the Sforim HaKadoshim say it's a very good thing even just to have some connection to Tikkun Chatzos, by it could be making a Alam Michya, Rachim Nashem Elokeinu, Al Yisrael Amach, Vayishayim Rachim, even just sitting on the floor occasionally, even just thinking about it, or even if you're seeing Atosokim Trachim Tzion, having Kavono for the Kadosh Baruch Shav Rachmim on Tzion. We also spoke about how much sleep to have, which was something that came up. And we spoke about, even though we are concerned about the Chorban Beis HaMikdosh, but when it comes to Torah and Tefillah, how that should be besimcha. We also spoke about how it's good, how it's good to daven loads and loads with lots of kavono, but if we can't do that, it's better to say less. Less is more, as they say, to daven less, but to have more kavono. Ma'at tachanunim b'kavono. And we saw the beginning of Hay, which is Toiv Loimar, that it's good to say certain things, which we say in Pesukei Dezimra, we say before Pesukei Dezimra, Toiv Loimar, we'll just see inside from the Shulchan Aruch, Toiv Loimar Pasha So'akedah. It's good to say Pasha So'akedah to remember Zuchus Ovois and how Yitzchak Avinu is willing to give up his life. Or Pasha Hamon, which nowadays, if people do it now, they do it after davening, b'shem the Ariyah Kodesh, otherwise, because you know, it looks like you're concerned about your parnoso before the rest of the your davening, so people do that afterwards. But Aseres Hadibrois, that he says that the minhag was to do the Aseres Hadibrois, u'parshas oila u'mincha u'shlomim v'chatas va'oshom, and these various different parshas, to say them as part of the korbonos, before Pesukei Dezimra. So now we continue. So this was last night, and now we continue the Ramah. So says Ramah, V'davka b'yochid mutalema aseres hadibris b'chol yoyim. Only as an individual can a person say aseres hadibris every day. Avol osa, over the page, la'omron b'tzibur, a person is not supposed to say the aseres hadibris b'tzibur. We just turned to the top of page 10. Now, why is it that we're not supposed to say the Aseres Hadibrois B'tzibur? Says the Mishnah Brura in Sifkot and Tes Zayin, B'bnei HaKoifrim, because of those who deny HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Sheyomru Chas V'Shalom, Ein Torah Elozu, because they say that really the Torah, you know, I keep the Aseres Hadibrois, I keep the Ten Commandments. Yeah, there are certain people, they say, no, 613 is a bit too much, I only keep the Ten Commandments. So then you get them on Shabbos, you say, ah, you keep the Ten Commandments, Shabbos, you keep Shabbos properly? So let's go through the halachas of Shabbos properly. They just keep the Ten Commandments. That Shabbos, they have to remember that Shabbos is one of the Aseres Hadibros, and they have to be very, very, very makpid on that. So says the Mishnah Brura, the reason why we don't say the Aseres Hadibros but Tzibur is otherwise people will wrongly assume that this is the Torah, this is the Torah, Eim Torah Elazu, or Bifrat is Manenu, says the Heilige Chofetz Chaim writing in Radin, all the more so, Heintige Zeiten, that's what people would think, they think this is the core Torah. But lokach, they don't write that on the special a special kuntras miyuchad latzibur. So it's a special sort of sign that there would be in the shul. Some say that the only issa is actually to make it a part of the davening, as in between the paragraph the brachas of Kriyishma. There are those who say you could say Aseres Hadibros B'tzibur if it would be before Baruch Shama. And we don't say the Aseres Hadibros in the Tzibur at all. If a Yochid wants to say it, they can say it not as part of the davening. It's forbidden to actually put it in between the brachas even if a person is a yochid. So the bottom line is that even though this is such an important thing, why is it that the Aseres HaDibros is such an important thing? Why is it that HaKadosh Baruch Hu gave the Aseres HaDibros, if there are 613 mitzvahs, why is it in fact that he only gave 10 of those dibros actually in front of Klal Yisrael at Mamat Har Sinai? So we know that Rav Sadia Gaon says that really the Aseres HaDibros are like 10 headlines. And incorporated into these Aseres HaDibros is actually all of the rest of the Tariag Mitzvahs. Somehow, a person could trace each one of the Tariag Mitzvahs back through one of these Aseres HaDibros. So yes, it's a very, very important part of Klal Yisrael, but unfortunately, sometimes people take the core and they forget everything else, and that's why there's this danger of having the Aseres HaDibros as part of davening. Now, if you look in footnote 30, let's start footnote 33. He says that in many shuls they have a sign on top of the Aron Kodesh, and on top of the Aron Kodesh they have the Aseres HaDibros. Is this really emphasizing the Aseres HaDibros wrongly? So he brings first the Adnei Poz, who says yes, absolutely, a person should not have the Aseres HaDibros. And in our makeshift Aron Kodesh that we have over here, you'll notice so far we're following the Adnei Poz, and we do not have the Aseres HaDibros. Oh, we don't have the Aseres HaDibros on top of them. let's just continue a second in footnote 33. He says, though, he brings the Oirach Ne'emon, and he says that it's okay, because since it's actually not on a signpost outside the shul, or on a wall of the shul, but it's actually on the Aron Kodesh, and near the Aron Kodesh, so then it's connecting it to the rest of Kol HaTorah Kula, and it's showing that Kol HaTorah Kula was given at Har Sinai, because it's in a place of the Sefer Torah, therefore that's okay. So those shuls who do have it, then that would be okay. Another tzad lahokel is brought, that like we have on the pareches over here, we just have the letters Aleph to Tof, or in many other shuls you'll see it just says Anochi Hashem, right? It just says the first two words, just says the beginning of the Aseres HaDibros. And because it's only the beginning of the Aseres HaDibros, that's another reason why it is permissible, why it is that the minhag is that many people in many shuls, they do have it on top of the Aron Kodesh. It's not the whole of the Aseres HaDibros. Okay, next. Says the Shulchan Aruch in Sivov, Parshias HaKarbonus lo yomar ela bayom. That I've just said that it's a very good thing to say these various different korbanos, and anybody who says the parshas of korbanos, it's as though they are makriv a korban. These should only be said by day. So the Mishnah Berurah in Os Yud Zayin, bayoyim the ena korbanos kraven elo bayoyim, because the korbanos themselves would only be brought during the daytime. Aval parshas hakiyor or parshas trumas hadeshen yochol loymar koydem hayoyim. But these things, the kiyor, where we are reminding ourselves how the kohanim, before they did the avodah on the Beis HaMikdash, they would wash their hands and their feet in this kiyor outside the kodesh, and the parsha of the trumas hadeshen, when they would take away all of the ashes from yesterday's korbanos, that they would do the trumas hadeshen, take out all of the ashes. It was almost taking out the rubbish. Yeah, it was taking kaviyachol, so to speak, taking out that which was used in yesterday's avodah. That they could say kodem hayoyim, because that they would do even before daylight, because it's only the korbanos that had to be done at daylight. Vim ein lo panah yochol lomar gam parshas korbanos balayla, since really what you're doing now is a limud about it, as the Mishnah Berurah says, that you could actually do the parshas hakorbanos, you could even do those balayla. Vim tzorach amida ein besimun memches, Mishnah Berurah siv katan aleph. Do you need to stand for the korbanos, or should you sit? When a person would bring a korban, you know, I'd imagine they stand, there was no sitting in the Beis HaMikdash over there. So would a person have to stand when you're saying the korbanos? So over there in Siman Memches, it brings the Machloikas HaPoiskim, and the Prima Bodim says that when a person reads the Parshas HaTomid, that's when a person should stand. And therefore, even nowadays, a person, when they read the Korban Tomid before, you know, in the korbanos section, so really they should stand. Kosa Bashlo, continues the Mishnah Berurah, the Beshavas V'yomtav lo yomar yehi rotzoin, the ein korban adov al bobahem. We saw yesterday that when a person discusses these various different korbanos, even that in the Ezu Mekoimon, it brings each one of these korbanos, and then there's a little yehi rotzoin, and the korbanos as well, that from the Torah, there's a little yehi rotzoin, it should be as though I said it. So you don't say those on Shabbos, because a korban nedava would not be brought on Shabbos, and therefore for you to offer to do it, you wouldn't offer to do one of these korbanos on Shabbos. So you don't say the hiratzon as though I did it. Aval haparshias ein hefsed la'omon, but it's okay to say these korbanos on Shabbos. Kakeir b'Torah, like a person who reads the parshas of the Torah. On Shabbos, better, if a person's a ben Torah, instead of reading all these korbanos, better they should be learning the parsha of the week. Someone who's an ovel, because this isn't a core part of the tefillah, he doesn't say the parsha of korbanos. So it's interesting over here that the Mishnah Berurah comes out that on Shabbos morning, there's if a person's a ben Torah, better to be Isaac in the Parsha Sashavua, the Parsha Deyoma, rather than saying the Korbonus. In footnote 36, he highlights that you see it's only on Shabbos that the Mishnah Berurah is saying over here that that if the person's a ben Torah, better to do the Parsha Sashavua, but not during the week. During the week, a person should say the Korbonus. And he says that's not like the Sefer Divrei Chamudos, who says even b'meis hachoyel, a person who has a lev lahov in the lilmoid, better they should learn the parshas hakarbonus. And it's enough the tefillas the anshe kenes hagdolah umasakin, because Talmud Torah keneged kulam, and that's what he says. That's what he says over here. So I know in many of the yeshivas in Eretz Yisrael, the even many of the big Talmud Chachomim won't say those parts beforehand. They'll be learning Torah rather than saying the korbanos. I saw Rav Simcha Bonim Cohen brings a maisa from the Chofetz Chaim, though, that the Chofetz Chaim once came a drop late to a minyan that they were. It was a very, very, very old, and they were holding a minyan specially for him in his house. And by the time he came into the room, they were ready, sort of ready to start. He hadn't put his talis and tefillin on yet, and he put his talis on tefillin whilst they were all saying korbanos. So he didn't want them to think that he wasn't saying korbanos. He said to them, "You should know, I've already said the korbanos beforehand." So the Chofetz Chaim, who I think it's fair to say was a ben Torah, it says over here, the Mishnah Berurah says. So he was very, very makpid to say the korbanos. So certainly we have different schools of thought over here about someone who's mamish teirosoi umnosoi, whether he should be saying the korbanos. For the rest of us, it's certainly a greiser zach to say these korbanos, and it's as though we ourselves have brought these, anyone who learns the Torah of these things, it's as though we ourselves have brought them. Additionally, the Ari HaKadosh says a very, very interesting, very important point. He says like this: we know that there are different, there's the olam, different olamos HaKadosh Baruch Hu created, different dimensions. And al yedei the different parts of Shacharis, we are masakan the different olamos, whatever that means exactly. So there's the Atzilus, Bria, Yatzira, Asiya, and the lowest world down here is the Olam HaAsiya, the world of action. And that is the section of the davening, which is from Brachas all the way through until the end of the Korbanos. That is the section over here. We'll translate it maybe into our words, and I find this a big toyeles. You've got the world of action, emotion, intellect, and the Shoma. So over here, the physical world is the world of action. This is the first part of the davening. And we're saying, Zoykev kefufim, we're able to stand up, matir asurim, we're able to see, we're able to hear. These are the brachas, and then we're busy shachting korbonus. And it's very much the olam ha'asiyah. We're here in the physical world, we're in the Beis HaMikdash, there's shachting going on, and there's the keteiros going on. Afterwards, we change gear, and that's psukei de zimra. So far, we were in the olam ha'asiyah, the world of action. Then we change gear, and it's now regesh, the world of emotion, and that's psukei de zimra. And psukei de zimra, David HaMelech is pouring his heart out with Ashrei Yoshvei Veisecha, Halalukos, all the kapitulach Tehillim, and this is really connecting to HaKadosh Baruch Hu and using the bechina of all of our emotions. So that's the next stage: first action, then emotion, then we change gear again, and then there's Birchas Kriyashma. Olam of Bria, and that is where a person is using their intellect. They're being makabel the Olam Malchus Shamayim. They're acknowledging there's a Rebbeinu Shel Olam in the brachas of Kriyas Shema. The first bracha is that HaKadosh Baruch Hu, he is the Yoytzeh HaMa'oreis. We're acknowledging that he is the creator. And the second one, we're acknowledging he gave us the Torah Ava Rabbah. And the first one, we're acknowledging Schava Einish, the reward Goyal Yisrael. Where it's all about intellect. It's what we're makabel the Olam Malchus Shamayim, the Olam Mitzvahs. We remember remembering Yetzias Mitzrayim. So that's the next level, which is intellect. And then we change gear again, and that's Shemena Esra, and that's the Neshomo. We don't move, we can't walk around, we're not allowed to make any interruptions whatsoever, and it's going higher and higher and higher. And then the Ari HaKadosh says, after that, the highest part is Pesukei Dezimra. Pesukei Dezimra, we don't even speak. We just listen. And then there's Kedusha, that's like the highest, highest part of everything. So I'm sorry, excuse me, Chazaras Hashatz, excuse me. Thank you very much. It's Chazaras Hashatz, it's the highest part of everything. So then we come back down again, right, with the rest of the tefillahs. So we see from here, Taka, there's mamish a seder to the whole of the Avodah and to the whole of the davening. So Lamaisa, you know, even though, as we said, the first thing people sacrifice is the Korbanos, still it's very, very good to actually be able to get there on time, to be able to say the Korbanos to the greatest extent possible. We'll see later in Simon Memches is really where he speaks about the Korbanos in much greater detail. Memches, Memtes and Nun. We'll see over there, but as Hashem, the Chashivus of the Korbanos even more. Agav, if a person only has time, limited time, it says they should say the Korban Tomid. And we'll speak about that a little bit more later, the Korban Tomid. Though, there's a Svara, I haven't seen anybody discuss it, maybe to say a Posuk of each. Yeah? I'm wondering that it's brought down that the Korban Tomid is the most important. We'll see, we'll speak about it shortly. But I wonder if Lechayra, there's a Maila, even if a person doesn't have time to say each one of the whole of the Parshias for each one of these Korbanos, even if you say a Posuk about this, a Posuk about that, from one of them, you pick a Posuk. If there's no time, at least you've done that, because by being Osek in it, if you understand what you're saying, you say the Pasuk, it's as though you've actually done it, even if you haven't said the whole thing, maybe there's an Inyan there as well. Okay, let's continue. Says the Shulchan Aruch, we're up to Zayin. Kishiyasayim Parshas Ha'oila, when a person finishes the Parsha of the Oila, it should be accepted to you as though I myself have offered up a korban oilo. You should say that after Parsha Samincha, and that Parsha as well. Because these are Parshas which come benedava, a person can offer, can decide that they want to offer these voluntarily, and since they can offer these voluntarily, so then they say, this Yehiratzin, it should be as though I've actually offered this up. Yudches, says the Mishnah Brura, Boim Benedova, Aval Acha Parshas Chatos Lo Yoyim Arkein, when a person says a Chatos Atzibon, and the person speaks in the Korbanos about the Chatos, he shouldn't say it should be as though I've done it. If he should ain't a Boim Benedova, you don't just offer a Chatos a person does, and again, offer a Ver Shechim Aleil Chatos. A person only brings a korban chatos after they did an avera, which they would be chayav a chatos. They'd have to bring a sin offering. V'chein oshom, v'oshom taloy, kaimlon de enabob and adova. These sin offerings, and sin offerings where a person may or may not have done an avera, so they do not come voluntarily. So therefore, this shitta says that you do not say the yirot sign after these. V'acharenim klasfu b'shem rashal di'eshtem af'la'ach chatos v'oshom yirot sign. Also to say that, rak shem b'loshom sofek, they should say it on the chance that they've done it. If I have done an Avera that I was Chayv Chatos, it should be considered as though I brought a Chatos Vimla via Kakari Batera. And if not, these should be as though I've just read in the Torah of Kahai Gavna Yemagam Kain, Acha Parshas Oshom. So too, a person should say after the parsha of Oshom, which also comes when a person does an Avera, they should say, if I'm mechuyev to bring one, then this should be in place of me having brought one. Acha Morgan Avram Hiksha Oid. He asks another question. How can you say, if I was mechuyev to bring a chatos, it should be as though I brought one? Oh, kaimel on in chatos, the boy you did with chile shachatos, you have to know that you did a chait in order to bring a chatos. And here you'll say, well, on the off chance I did, it doesn't work. Okay, in hell, I'm Morgan Avram, the leading chatos, lo yema klala yirotzain. Don't say the yirotzain after the chatos. That's what the Morgan Avram says. Rak le'inyan osham vadai v'osham toloy. Those ones when a person has done different averes, yuchalim yirotzin zed al tanai. You can do it al tanai achim lubay noik feishema over al chait. If a person is right, maybe they did an avera v'hoyle yidia shechot v'shochach, and maybe they did know about it at the time and then they forgot about it. He can do it with tonight. If you look in the Ezu Mekomon, he does bring these various different Yehirot signs. If in most Sidurim, there's a Yehirot sign that one says before the Korban Tomid, and a little Amira before the Kutayres. And then in the Ezu Mekaimon, at certain places, at the Chattis, at Tzibah Vayor, it says, Yirot Zubo Fanach Hashem Elokeinu Elokei Yisrael, Im Nischayavti Chattos, Che Amir Zubo Merutz Elofanacho, Kili Kravti Chattos. So this Loshen, he says, Yesh Noyegim Loimar, some do say this, and this is based on what we've just said over here, whether that's appropriate to say, Yirot Zubo Kili Kravti Oilo, and Im Nischayavti Oshom, if I have been mechuyev to bring an osham, then it should be kilu hikravti osham over here. Okay. Next says the Shulchan Aruch in Ches Yomar im hakarbonus posuk v'shachat oisoy al yerech hamizbeach tzofeinu lifnei Hashem. You should say with the karbonus this posuk v'shachat oisoy al yerech hamizbeach that it was offered, it was shechted on the corner of the Mizbeach Tzofeinu, the northern one, lifnei Hashem. Now, when is it that we say that in our Siddur? V'shachat oisoy Mizbeach Tzofeinu, you know when we say that in Korbanos? After the Korban Tomid. Yeah? Es Korbani lachmi, zeh ishah shetek yuv l'Hashem, kvosim v'nesh nosmim v'shnayim l'ayom. The Korban Tomid was an offering that was brought, one in the morning, one in the afternoon. So after that, we say this Loshen, we say, V'shachat oisoy l'Hashem Mizbeach Tzofeinu. What's the inyan of saying this? So says the Mishnah Brura, Yutzes ima korbanos kayem noigim lo'omer acha parshas hatomid. Nowadays we say this after parshas hatomid. And in footnote 38, he brings a Tana de Be'elio, that, let's have a look at footnote 38. The V'tam adova isa b'tana de Be'elio, Sheba oisoy hayem sh'okad avom es Yitzchok b'noi al gabi ha-mizbeach. On the day that Avram shechted was willing to shecht Yitzchok, here's Ken HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Shnei Kvosim, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, he was mesaken that we should offer, the Klal Yisrael would offer up two korbanos every day. Echad shel shacharis, echad shel ben arbayim. One in the morning, one in the afternoon. V'chol kach lomo, why? Shebishash Yisrael malin tomid al gam yom mizbeach, v'koyen amikra hazeh, tzofoyno lefnei Hashem, tzofoyno, as well as being north, zeichlem HaKadosh Baruch Hu, hakedas Yitzchok. Tzofuno is that it's hidden, so to speak, in front of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and it's preserved. This is associated with Korban Tomid, this Pasuk Tzofoyno. It's not just northern, it's that when we bring the Korban Tomid, we're Ma'ira, so to speak, reminding HaKadosh Baruch Hu how it was after Akedas Yitzchok that HaKadosh Baruch Hu decided, Kaviyachal, that Klal Yisrael would bring Korbanos, would bring this Korban Tomid every single day. And this is Tzofuno, Lifnei Hashem, this is hidden in front of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and this is a very, very big zuchus. Says the Shulchan Aruch in Tess, Yeshneyagim leima parshas hakiyor, v'acharkach parshas trumas hadeshen. So the kiyor is really cleansing ourselves, right? When a person says the parsha of the kiyor, we're reminding ourselves how the kohanim in the Beis HaMikdash, they would wash themselves before they would do the Avodah. And Rav Tzadok HaKohen of Lublin, in Tzidkas HaTzadik, he speaks about the idea, this is really the idea of those who go to mikveh before davening, those who don't go to mikveh before davening, but the inyan of it, and the inyan of the kiyor, before the Kohanim would do the Avodah on the Beis HaMikdash, they would really wash themselves, and the hands and the feet, which are sort of the that which is that those which are very active in the world, your clay maaser, to walk to things, to do things in the world, they were roichets them, yeah? And they're really saying they're trying to be matahir themselves. So the kiyor is really associated with ataro. And the parsha of the trumas hadeshen is when they would throw out yesterday's ashes. You know, it says that one of the ga'onim, he would do tshuva every single day about the way he served the Kodesh Baruch Hu yesterday. Anyone remember, was Rav Sadja Gaon? I think it was Rav Sadja Gaon. He did tshuva, he was distraught of how he served the Kodesh Baruch Hu yesterday. But they say, yes, yesterday you served the Kodesh Baruch Hu so well. Yes, but today I feel, huh? I'm not sure. Okay. Go on. Ah, right, yeah, if you would have known who he was, you would have treated him even better. So every day, shkayach. Yeah, that every day he sees HaKadosh Baruch Hu more, and therefore he's embarrassed at the way he served HaKadosh Baruch Hu yesterday. Embarrassed about it. So it's a kavono to have in the Trumas Hadeshen. The Trumas Hadeshen is throwing away yesterday's ashes. What I used for my Avodah yesterday to serve HaKadosh Baruch Hu, yeah, so now we take the ashes of that was Mamash yesterday's korban, we throw it away, and now we say we want to try again, to steig in front of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, the way we did it yesterday isn't sufficient. There is a legend that the Mir Yeshiva, when they were Miyasad, the Mir Yeshiva in Beis Yisrael neighborhoods, that they found when they were building the base of the Mir Yeshiva, that they they found ashes over there and oily ashes and things, and there's a legend that maybe this was the place where they would ultimately take away all of the deshen from the Beis Hamikdash. Interesting. Wow. Okay, Shkaya. Yeah, apparently that might be a place. There's very little unbuilt place in the Mir, Baruch Hashem. So, the Acharkach Parshas Hatomit, and then afterwards to say Parshas Hatomit, and it's very interesting that he said the Shulchan Aruch says here to say Parshas Hatomit. If you quickly jump to Siman Memches, you'll see an interesting thing that at the beginning of Siman Memches, the Ramah says Va'omrim Parshas Hatomit. Yeah, so he says it afterwards. He says v'yesh oimrim other things, but parshas atomit v'oimrim parshas atomit. Yeah, the parshas atomit is the most seemingly one of the most important things that a person should be saying. A person has only limited time, as we said before, to say parshas atomit. There's a medrash the Maharal brings. What's the most important posuk in the whole Torah? If you have one posuk in the whole Torah, and one shita says another one says Shema Yisrael, and the third shita, Ben Nanas, he says the most important one, Shnayim Layim Elo Somid, yeah, is the parsha of the Tomid. Why is that the most important one? And the Maharal speaks about how a big area of Avedas Hashem is to serve HaKadosh Baruch Hu continually. Yeah, it's not just that when I fancy I serve HaKadosh Baruch Hu, but it's to do it continually. Why? What's the difference? Because then you're an Eved. If you do it not just when it's handy and convenient, but you do it the whole time, then it shows you're an Eved. It shows that you're doing this not just because I fancy today, because I got Shbaruch, I'm doing it because I'm an Eved of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And that was really the Korban Tomid, every day and every afternoon, every morning, every afternoon, they had the Korban Tomid. And the Mishnah Berurah concludes, V'acharkach parshas Mizbeach, Miktar Ketores. Then one says the parsha of offering the Ketores, the Zera Kodesh says that Aliday saying the parsha of the Ketores, one is Mavatal Gezeres Koshes. So that is something to have in mind over there. Or parsha Simoni HaKetores V'Asiyosai, and what are the different elements of the Ketores and how to make the Ketores. Fine. Okay, we'll stop over here. We've now done Simon Aleph. We've been Zeicha to learn a whole Simon of the Shulchan Aruch together, Bez Hashem, which we should be Zeicha to learn all of the rest of it together, Bez Hashem.